This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are talking about birds today, and we are very fortunate to have C.Ann from the Wild Delight Bird Food Company, the leader in manufacturing and producing various assortments of bird food that will draw whatever you want to your feeder. And one of the things that makes Wild Delight so unique is what they add to their bird food. No other company does this, and I think you should know why. C.Ann, you add vitamins, you add minerals, you add all kinds of things to your bird feeder, bird food. Tell our listeners why you do this.
Well, you know, I do get asked that question as to why is it necessary. You know, and when you think about it and the way farming techniques have changed over the years, many of them are using hybrids now for expanded production and to resist mold, fungus, and drought. But sometimes these hybrids can lack certain key nutrients. So we add it back in just for the benefit, you know, to help the birds out. I mean, it's no different than... I guarantee most of your listeners take some sort of vitamin supplement. We do the same thing for the birds. You know, your different vitamins, A, E, D, 12, B12, and copper, and calcium, and zinc. I mean, these are all for helping with growth, reproduction, feathering, eggshell quality. And that's important. You know, you want your babies to grow up great, you know. And different nervous system, liver functions, everything. So that's one of the reasons why we do it. And, you know, and another thing, when you think about the environment, birds are under a lot of stress. We've destroyed a lot of habitats. There's a lot of pollutions in the air. So that also has a negative effect on the birds. And they're under a great deal of stress. So, again, this helps them out.
Right. And at this time of the year, where food is scarce and the weather's cold and snowy and rainy and icy, I'm sure that all the ingredients that you, like nobody else, has done has helped them to survive the climate changes.
Absolutely. You know, we just want to help the birds so that we can enjoy them.
Now, something else that you add that to your blends that, again, you won't find if you go to a box store. You've got to go to a garden center, a feed and grain store, a hardware store, and talk to the people there, and they can tell you that their seed is very different. Again, it's going to cost a little bit more money, but there's no waste, and you're keeping the birds healthier with what you add to it. But you're also adding things that are not normally found. You're adding berries. You're adding nuts to the blend. And that makes them more attractive for the birds to come to your feeder. So tell us about the berries and the nuts that you add to the blend besides regular bird food?
Well, there are a lot of birds out there that are fruit-eating birds. You know, your cardinals, your finches, nuthatches, chickadees, all your woodpeckers, they all love fruit. And when you think about it, fruit is an energy food. It's got that natural sugar to it. So it is very desired. So we use cranberries, cherries, raisins, apples, juniper berries, and even in our woodpecker mix, we throw a little papaya in there.
Ooh.
Oh, yes. Yeah, and it really brings them in. And, of course, you know, we use peanuts and pistachios in our mixes.
Wow. So they're getting quite a treat along with their meal. So they're getting the basic food plus a dessert thrown in.
Absolutely. Well, you know, pistachios are like peanuts. They're nice and high in fat. I even looked that one up. A cup of pistachios has 57 grams of fat in it.
Wow.
Yeah, they want, and especially in the wintertime, they want, their metabolism is so high, you know, they need that fat and energy and everything to maintain proper health. So that's what we throw into our food. You know, forget about, I mean, I've seen some companies, and that's another reason, read the ingredient panel. I've seen some companies out there, they claim to be a fruit mix, but if you read the ingredient panel, there's not one piece of fruit in there. They just spray a fruit scent on there. Birds have an underdeveloped sense of smell. They can't smell it. So it's just to smell good for the people.
So when you open the bag, it smells good to you, so you think it's going to be good for the birds.
Correct. Ooh, my birds are going to love this because it smells so good.
Right.
No, they can't smell it.
Now, you were telling me that you have developed a new blend of bird food for people that have a problem with squirrels.
Oh, boy, that's a hot topic. Literally. Oh, squirrels. Every time I do seminars, that's the number one question I get asked. How do you get rid of the squirrels? And, hey, just a fun fact. You know the largest squirrel in North America?
No. How big?
Is the fox squirrel. And his body length can be anywhere from 18 to 20 inches long.
Wow.
With a 8 to 13-inch tail, and they can weigh 1 to 2 pounds.
That's a big squirrel.
That's a big squirrel. Boy, I don't want him on my feeder, but, yeah. I mean, I've talked to so many people over the years and the creative ways that they've come up with to try and keep the squirrels off their feeders. I mean, it's almost comical that here we are, this, you know, advanced, you know, human brain, and we're trying so hard to outthink a rodent. Squirrels are so smart, and you know what? They have to eat, too. But the problem is when they get on your feeders, they can chew up your feeders and destroy it, or they chase the birds away.
Right.
So, you know, I'm a big advocate of using, you know, squirrel baffles, squirrel-resistant feeders, because there's no such thing as a squirrel-proof feeder. And those things have worked quite well. But I have bothered my company for quite a few years to come up with a mix that is infused with capsaicin. And that's that burning agent that you get in cayenne pepper, you know, chili peppers, and
right.
that sets your mouth on fire.
Now, why doesn't it prevent the birds from eating it?
Well, there's a couple reasons. Number one, your average songbird only has maybe 50 taste buds, so they already have a diminished sense of taste. But what really activates that burning is saliva. Birds don't have saliva.
Really?
But every mammal does.
Oh, okay. So a bird has a beak, and a squirrel will have lips, and the lips will make saliva.
Oh, yes, and it burns. Because, you know, a bird's tongue, I know it from my parrots, their tongue is very dry, almost like a leather. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they have no saliva. But it'll work very well on the squirrels. So we came up with a mix thank goodness, because I really pestered my company to do it, and it's called Sizzle in Heat. And let me tell you, it is sizzling hot. And I couldn't wait to test it on my squirrels, and let me tell you, it was comical. It worked quite well.
It worked quite well, and they stay away from the bird feeder.
Yeah, they learned, I'm not even going to bother with that one.
Well, that's...
But, you know, it's another tool in the arsenal to try and control the squirrels. I mean, it's not a repellent, it's a deterrent.
Right.
So every component you can put together in your combat of the squirrels will make you more successful.
That's fantastic. Now, you had mentioned that, if you use a bad seed, that you'll have the seeds will sprout in your lawn, and you'll end
yes.
up with weeds. Now,
yes.
you developed a seedless, a shellless bird food, so that if
yes.
you've got a deck, for example, and you want to feed the birds on your deck, that you've developed a blend that has no shells on them. So
right.
we'll take a quick break, and then you can tell us about this for people that live in an apartment where they're not allowed to make a mess, or you're feeding them on the deck and you don't want us to go out there and sweep and clean, which is unique because nobody else has this type of blend.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the plants protected, so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant, this fall.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
If deer, rabbits, skunks, and squirrels are driving you crazy, it's time to treat your property with EverGuard repellent. This is a commercial product available to you, the homeowner, for the first time. EverGuard is safe to use around kids and pets. It will last for up to 8 weeks, so treat the perimeter of your vegetable garden because it's eco-friendly. Go to EverGuardRepellents.com or call 877-337-3337. EverGuard.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking with C. Ann. She is the bird lady from Wild Delight. And C. Ann, during the break, Isaiah told me a caller had called in, and you were mentioning cleaning the bird feeders using some white vinegar. And she said, how about a bird bath during the summer? It will, when it gets hot, the water will get green, and you'll get the algae. And how do you clean the algae off your bird feeder without hurting the birds? Would you use a vinegar and water, or do you use soap, or how would you clean it to make it safe for the birds?
White vinegar and hot water and a scrub brush, and I go out there, I empty it. Then I fill it up with the hot water and white vinegar. I let it sit for, maybe 5-10 minutes as I putter around the garden. And then I go back with a scrubby brush and it's scrub it clean and then rinse it. It's the safest way.
Really? So don't use any soap or Brillo or something like that?
No. I'm just afraid of residue being left behind. And, of course, the birds are not just bathing in this water. They're drinking it. So you don't want them to ingest any chemicals that have been left behind.
Okay.
I'm glad you brought up bird baths. They're essential.
They really are. And even at this time of the year, birds need to have water.
Oh, even more so because with the cold, a lot of natural water sources are frozen. So I have two heated bird baths, one in the front yard, one in the backyard. I call them my birdie jacuzzis. And it'll actually bring even more birds into your yard because everybody needs water. We all need water to live. So do they.
Right. Yeah, my dad had a big bird bath in the front of the house, and he would always eat around noon, and about a half an hour before, he would fill the bird feeder with nice warm water, and he had a bird bath heater, and he would just sit there, eat lunch, and watch the birds splash all the water out of the feeder.
Oh, yeah.
But he enjoyed that more than anything else, and the birds loved it.
Absolutely. And bird baths nowadays are so much safer to run than they were, 20 years ago. The first bird baths that came out, you always have to worry about maintaining a water level in there because if they went dry, they could melt. but the ones nowadays are so safe.
Right. And the main thing that I found is when you select a bird bath, don't get a bird bath that you're going to use during the winter that has a flat side like a lip. You want to have it be a gradual. That way, if there's water in it and it freezes, the ice isn't going to break the sides of the bird bath.
That's actually a very good point. Absolutely. It'll slide up the sides. And plus, it's easier for the birds to get in and out. Now, if you do have an old-fashioned bird bath that is a little on the deep side, you can actually go and get some river stone, you know, small river stones, and kind of put them in the bottom to
right.
make it a little more shallower for them so they don't feel, you know, intimidated by the depth of the water.
That's a great idea. I never thought of doing that, but that makes a lot of sense. A lot of sense. But, you know, a bird bath heater is something that's inexpensive, and you don't have to run it all day and all night. My dad ran it during the day, and when it started to get dark out, he just unplug it, and in the morning he'd plug it back in, add fresh water to it, and it attracted more birds than he ever had. And he said that was one of the best Christmas presents he ever had, was a heater for his birds.
Well, and you know, and the ones nowadays, they're so low energy that I leave mine plugged in all the time. And I mean, the one that I have outside in the backyard, I've had that one now 15 years.
Wow.
So I've gotten some good life out of it.
You have.
The one in the front yard, I think I've only had about 10 years.
Okay. We're going to take a break shortly. Stan, what is the website where people can get a lot of information about birding?
www.wilddelight.com.
And it has more information. I mean, you'll be able to spend an hour or more going through the website. It'll give you great information about what we're talking about today, things for the kids to do, and a lot more. So check it out.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you used. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking with C. Ann. She's from Wild Delight, and we're trying to give you as much information so that you can enjoy feeding the birds during these long, gloomy days of winter. Can't get out in the garden, but at least you can enjoy. And remember, if you feed the birds now, when spring gets here and the bugs return, the birds will be there to eat some of those bugs and make your life a lot less miserable when the mosquitoes come out. CN, tell us a little bit about suet. I know you make suet cakes. How important is suet for the birds?
It's another fat source, another energy source. And, I mean, years ago, people used to have to, you know, people would ask me, does the suet ever go rancid, you know, or should we throw it out? Years ago, you know, yes, but nowadays the suet and the way it's processed, the suet and the suet doughs, but they're very safe, and I leave them out all year long. And I mean, even in the summertime, the regular suet, it doesn't drip and melt like the old suets used to. So it's just another great food source. The woodpeckers love it.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, I get all sorts of woodpeckers. I've got four different types. I've got the downy, the hairy, the red belly, and I've got the pileated. Very exciting.
Yeah, that's the real big one, right?
Absolutely. I tell you, he showed up in my yard about 5-6 years ago, and I was stunned. I was, like, excited, and I was, again, glued to the window. There was no distracting me from watching him. What an impressive bird.
Now, when we hang a suet cake, is it best that we attach it to the trunk of a tree, or should we just hang it from a bracket? Where would we see the most results?
I mean, a lot of people do just attach it to the tree. You can easily hang it. There are, if you have a Droll Yankee tube feeder, now they have, at the bottom, you'll see a spot where it's intended to screw onto a little post. Well, I now make a hook that you can screw in there, and you can actually hang a secondary feeder off of that. I've done that with the suet cages. But what I use now is a suet log. It's a wooden log that has had holes bored into it, So I take a suet cake and I just cut it into pieces and I pack it, the holes with it, and I hang that out. And the woodpeckers love it because they're a tree clinging bird, so it's easy for them to land on it. It dissuades other birds because of a lot of birds, they can't cling to the side of the log.
Right.
So it really focuses on just feeding the woodpeckers the suet.
Because there's no perch, so they'd have no way to land on it.
Correct.
So a woodpecker.
Only your tree clinging birds.
Yeah.
And that includes all your woodpeckers and your nuthatches.
Okay. So you could just take like a 3-inch branch, cut it 12, 18 inches, drill some big holes, and then get your suet cakes, break it, and push it into the holes, and you've got a suet feeder that will attract the woodpeckers rather than a suet cage.
If you're handy, you know, that's a great idea. I probably would do it bigger than a 3-inch diameter. I'd probably do, 4 to 5, make it a little bit bigger.
Okay.
And then just take a drill and bore holes into it. And then put a little eye hook on the top.
Okay.
And there you go. Boom, you've got an instant suet feeder.
Okay, wonderful. During the break, a caller asked a question. She wanted to know, she was at a nursery, and they had your Wild Delight. And they were also selling mealyworms. I don't know what that is, to feed
mealworms.
The birds. What's that?
They're little larvae that they've freeze-dried. And that has become a really big market right now. A lot of birds like the mealworms, but a lot of people are buying it to target bluebirds.
Ooh.
Bluebirds love mealworms.
Okay.
So that's one of the main reasons why that whole market has exploded, because the bluebird population, which really declined quite a few years ago, is making a nice comeback, and people want to bring them into their yards. But a lot of other birds like them. Your wrens love mealworms. Your chickadees, your titmouses, there's a wide variety of birds that do love the mealworms.
Okay.
So if you're really targeting bluebirds and you don't want all the other birds to eat the mealworms, they do make mealworm feeders that are designed just for bluebirds. And I've seen them. They almost look like a big glass mason jar on its side. And it's in a holder. And the cup for the mealworms goes inside the jar, because bluebirds are crevice-dwelling birds, so they have no problems with going into things like that, whereas other birds are reluctant to do so.
Okay.
It's
so
a specialty
this, is
item.
Is it a worm, or is it a caterpillar-type insect?
It's a larvae. It's a beetle. The adult is a beetle, and this is their larvae.
Okay. Okay. Now, another question. I mean, we have a special food that will attract bluebirds, and I know a lot of people that live in the mid-Atlantic states and even southern New England would love to have the Baltimore Oriole. Now, what type of food would that beautiful orange bird look for?
Oh, I can't wait until the spring season when my Orioles, because they nest across the lake from me, they come back. Usually I start seeing them at mid to later April, but they are basically fruit and nectar eaters. So you want to put out mixes with a lot of fruit in it. I do have a specific jelly feeder, because they like grape jelly. And mine are very picky. It has to be Welch's grape jelly, not the store brand. Oh, I'm telling you, I had such success one year, and not only did the Oriole love the jelly, but the catbird loved the jelly. So I was going through jelly like crazy. So I went up to my local supermarket, and they had their store brand on sale. So I bought it. The birds wouldn't eat it.
They wouldn't eat it. Wow.
So I had to go back out and get Welch's. I was like, come on, guys. My goodness gracious.
No, but they
yeah,
also...
They are
also
primarily fruit and nectar eaters.
Now, I've seen a feeder, and you take like an orange, cut it in half,
yes,
and there's a nail, and you push the half of an orange on it. And
yes,
they seem to like that.
My jelly feeder does have two posts for just that purpose. But what's interesting is I've never seen the oriole eat the orange, but the red-bellied woodpecker did. And he loved it. He went to town on it. He ate it, hollowed it right out. And do you think he just left it and went to the other side? No. He had to pull it off the peg and throw it on the ground like, I'm done with it. Go get me another one.
Go give me another half an orange.
Yes.
So
birds have personality, I'll tell you that much.
Right. So now if our listeners wanted to find information like we're talking about, will your website tell you some of the tricks to get the birds to your home?
They do have some information on the birds. It's a great resource. I mean, I don't know so much about tricks. I mean, everything that we're talking about now, you know, is basically what I've learned in trial and error.
Right.
I mean, our website will cover some of your basic birds and give feeder preferences and the type of foods that they like. But tricks, those you got to kind of learn.
A trial
and I've learned quite a few of them over the years, and every year I learn more. Like I said, I do a lot of seminars, and I talk to a lot of people, and I love hearing what they do in their yards.
Mm-hmm.
It's a never-ending learning experience, and I love it.
Yeah.
But our website will just give you the recommended feeders and the best food to use.
Right, and it's easy, folks. It's just wilddelight.com.
Correct.
As simple as that. And go to it and learn about the different blends. Is there a blend that you've had the best success with?
Oh, my. Nut and Berry is a very, very good basic mix. To me, a basic mix. It covers everything. It's an assortment of sunflower and nuts and some fruit. So it's a little bit of everything. Covers the whole, you know, broad band of all the birds. So that's a really great mix. We do have a couple of mixes because at this time of the year with all the snow and stuff, a lot of people bring their feeders closer to the house. So we came up with a couple of shell-free mixes because they make no mess. And what's nice about it is if the seed does happen to get on the ground, it will not sprout. The key to a seed being able to sprout is it needs the hull. And when you remove the hull, the seed will not sprout.
Oh, I didn't know that. See, I learned something again today. That's great.
Yeah, so we've got a deck porch and patio, which is sunflower kernels, pumpkin seeds, peanuts, and pistachios. And then we've got one zero waste with fruit that has those same ingredients, but we put in raisins and cranberries.
Wow. And it keeps everything clean so that you don't have to worry. And as you said, it won't sprout. And I never realized that the seed had to have the shell on it for the sprouting process.
And it's a true waste-free mix. There's a lot of mixes out there that claim to be a waste-free, but they still put in millet and pieces of corn. That's going to get thrown on the ground. So it's know what you're buying. Read that ingredient panel. I know I sound like a broken record, but you know what you're using. Know what the birds are going to fling around. Don't waste your money on mixes that the birds aren't going to eat. Still with me, Paul? Hello.
Do it and mealyworms and the different types of seed. Now, what's the difference between a striped sunflower and a black sunflower seed.
One of the biggest differences is the size. Striped sunflower is going to have a bigger kernel inside. But on the flip side, black oil has a little bit higher fat content. But both seeds are desired by the birds.
Okay. So if you want to give them some extra fat, especially at this time of the year where it's cold and snowy and icy, and you want to help them to be able to fight off the cold weather, add black seed sunflower. And you can save the stripe for when the weather is a little bit better. Okay, we'll take a break and we'll come back and we can... Mice moving into your home in the fall, would you like to prevent them from coming into your home, your garage, your tool shed, your camper or trailer? Well, there's a great solution. It's called Mouse Magic. Safe to use around kids and pets. Bonide has the answer. Mouse Magic. It's all natural mouse repellent. Mouse Magic has a pleasant aroma. The smell is like spearmint and peppermint and can be found at your local nursery and garden center.
We spend a lot of time and money on our gardens. We have great intentions, and sometimes our expectations are not met. Our plants need to be fed regularly to grow and develop properly. If you're using a liquid plant food that must be reapplied every 2 weeks, will you remember to do it? No. That's why I use Dynamite, continuous feeding fertilizer that lasts for 9 months. Every time you water, the plant gets fed. Use Dynamite like the professional growers do. Dynamite. If you planted new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with WiltStop this winter. WiltStop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide WiltStop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide WiltStop.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Paid monetary spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm. The principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are talking with Cianne from the Wild Delight Bird Food Company. And she's been telling us about setting up bird feeders, cleaning bird feeders, bird baths, the different types of seeds, and some of the tricks that she's learned that only Welch's grape jelly will work for the bluebirds and mealyworms, and some of the tricks that she's tried and had success with. And if you'd like more information, check out the website, wilddelight.com. Cianne,
yeah.
Tell our listeners that are thinking about birding what it's all about and how easy it is and how much fun they can have.
I find the birding very therapeutic. I mean, so many of us have high-stress jobs. You know, we live a fast-going, you know, stressful life. There's nothing like getting up in the morning. I make my cup of tea. And, you know, in the summertime, I sit outside on my front deck. And I just watch the birds. And it's just very calming. That's what I like so much about it. It's just makes me breathe slower, and it's just very relaxing. And, you know, and if you get the right feeders, you get the right food, it is not a hard hobby to do.
Right.
It's just, you know, read up a little bit, know what you're buying, and, you know, there's going to be some trial and error. I went through the whole gamut of trial and error with different feeders and different foods, and I learned what works and what doesn't work. And I'm still learning, you know, and I love talking to people, and I love listening to what they do in their yards and what successes they have. And like I said, there's just nothing more joyous than bringing new birds into your yard.
Right. And, you know, if you haven't done it before and you know people that have, call them up and ask them. Go over to the house and see how they've set up their bird feeders. And I'm sure they'd love to
tell you what they've done. And, you know, one of the tips that you told us is, you know, you bought a Joel Yankee. It's plexiglass. It's all steel reinforced. And you've had it for 15 years, 20 years.
Yeah, more than 20 years.
Yeah, you know, compared to buying a cheap plastic feeder, yeah, it costs you $7 or $8, but all it takes is one squirrel, and that bird feed is no good.
Exactly. And you're right. You know, talk to other people who bird. I mean, that's another thing that I really enjoy about this hobby is the people who are involved in it. They're just wonderful people to talk to. And they love to share their experiences.
Yeah, it does make a difference. And then the other thing, you know, if you're not getting the birds that you want, see, Ann keeps saying, read the ingredients. And the three ingredients that you don't want to have in that bird food is cracked corn, millet, and Milo. And Milo you see in a cheap blend. And it looks like a BB, round.
A little red BB. And I've seen other strange ingredients, you know, between, you know, buckwheat, oats, groats. You know, just because it's a seed doesn't mean a bird's going to eat it. So know what you're buying.
Right. And, you know, you may get that cheap bag of seed for a couple dollars for a 5-pound bag, maybe even less. You're going to pay more for a product from Wild Delight. But everything that's in that bag will be eaten by the birds. It will attract birds. And then you have the added things that you've put in that nobody else does. You've added vitamins. You've added products in there that will help them to have a healthy winter. You've added berries, you've added nuts that will help them to survive the winter season because of their fat content. But you get what you pay for.
Absolutely.
And believe me, this is quality product. It's the only seed I use, and all of you should do the same thing. But check out the website. Cianne, thank you so much for being part of the program today and educating my listeners. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendeman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreonthesen.com.